You're listening to Arizona State Parks and Trails Podcast, where every other week we showcase Arizona's beautiful places and best kept secrets.
So let's hit the trail.
Let's do it, Randy.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, what's up, guys? So we're just going to take a quick minute and talk about some summertime hiking safety tips.
Yeah, it's starting to warm up out there. There's plenty you can do to keep yourself safe out there.
Yeah, and you still want to get outside, so pay attention to these tips and you can have a safe experience in the parks.
Yeah, definitely. What's the first one, Neil?
This is pretty obvious. Just watch the weather.
Yeah.
You know, if it's going to be extremely hot, I wouldn't even go out. But if it's going to be borderline, you can still hike in the mornings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
You know, a nice cool summer morning, you still might break a sweat, but it's not the sweltering heat of the midday,
right,
that Arizona throws out.
Well, and we do have different temperatures all over the state, so you can always head north. You can try Oracle, which is a higher elevation, even right outside of the city, so anything like that can definitely help you out.
Oh, for sure. You're going to want to dress appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make sure you're wearing the right kind of shoes. Make sure they're durable. So you're comfortable out there.
And you're going to want to wear a hat because you're going to be out there for a little bit. When the sun's going to come up, and then that's going to be about the time you're going to maybe turn around on the trail. So you still don't want to get burned, and be sure you're wearing sunscreen too.
Oh, yeah. Lots of sun protection.
The next item is...
This is a big one.
It's the most important one.
It's the most important one.
Yeah, bring freaking water with you.
Water.
Yeah, plenty of it.
Stay hydrated.
And the thing about hydration is it starts before your trip.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the night before, start getting hydrated. If you know you're going to go out the next day,
mm-hmm,
just make sure your body has a high level of water content before you even hike, because your body will store some of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you won't have to replenish as much on the trail, but you should as much as possible.
Yeah. Make sure that you turn around when you start to run low. I mean, we say half your water gone, turn yourself around, because you're not going to have enough.
Right. That's a good point, Randy.
Thank you. I try, Neil. I try to keep us up.
Yep. You know, some of the parks don't have service, but a lot of them do, and you need to... And this is just a good rule of thumb. Take your phone with you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't think many people would forget it anyways, but it's good to stay in contact and maybe let people know where you're going.
Right. Well, even if you don't bring your phone with you, or even if you don't have service once you get out there, it's important that if you're hiking alone, that you tell somebody where you're going, how long you think you'll be gone, so that if you unfortunately, scary, don't come back, there's somebody to look for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So that leads us into our next point, which is hike with others. I mean, that's the safest thing you can do, is make sure you're not out there on your own.
Yeah, because I mean, if you're lying to yourself, a friend will call you out on it and say, "Hey, Randy, we got to get out of here. You're looking kind of pale."
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then I'll Oh, come on, Neil. I'm always looking kind of pale.
You guys can't see it, but it's true.
But yeah, like, and your friends can bring extra supplies, you know, maybe you ran through your water really quickly, maybe they can help you out on the way back.
Right. And then probably the last thing I want to talk about is, we all love hiking with our dogs, you know, but unless they're wearing booties, their feet are going to burn up, you know, and dogs do get hot. They don't necessarily sweat like we do, but it's just not a good idea to put them in harm's way and take them on summertime hikes, unless you're doing it early in the morning and you're sure you're going to get back to your vehicle before it starts to get too hot out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, the best thing you can do is be prepared. Make sure you know the rules of safety. We have tons of resources on our website, azstateparks.com/hikingsafety. We'll get you all the information you need to make sure you're prepared out there.
Yep, we'll throw a link in the show notes, and stay safe out there.
See you on the trails.